Trash, trash, trash. That's how I describe 99% of today's advertising. It's dumb, boring, weak, not worth the paper it's printed on. Am I angry? No. Realistic? Yes. But don't just take my word for it. Look in your trash can. How much of the nonsense you get in the mail winds up there before you open it? How much of what you do open ends up in the same place before you finish reading the first few lines? How many TV commercials have convinced you to buy? How many emails have persuaded you to spend money? How many websites have bored you to tears? I rest my case. The bottom line, the goal of advertising is to get people to act. Whether you want them to ask for more details, shoot you some cash via PayPal, or whip out their Visa, it's action that makes advertising pay off. Because advertising is not journalism. It's not news reporting. As a journalist, your job is to report what happened. You don't need people to respond to succeed. Your primary interest is that they're accurately informed and somewhat entertained. When you write advertising, on the other hand, you want people to do more than just read. You want them to do more than simply say, "Wow, great ad," and then toss it into the kitchen trash on top of the grapefruit skins. No, you want people to act now, to place an order or request information that's designed to persuade them to order. Let's not kid each other. We advertise for one reason, to make money. Period. Do you know why most advertising today is so lousy? It's because most people in advertising today don't know a damn thing about what makes people buy. Believe it or not, it's true. They like to be cutesy and clever. They like to win awards for creativity that do nothing more than boost their egos and waste thousands of dollars for their clients. Most advertisers and their agencies don't know how to capture people's imagination and make them want to open up their wallets and spend money. When I asked my mentor, advertising great Walter Weir, why is most advertising today so lousy, even the ads put out by giant and successful companies? He replied in his deep, radio announcer-like voice, "Drew, they simply don't know any better." That's why I wrote this book, to pierce the veil of silly nonsense and costly myths, to pull off the blinders worn by so many well-meaning but terribly misinformed business people who are scratching their heads and wondering why their crippled horses, their poorly constructed ads, brochures, sales letters, emails, and websites aren't winning races. 99% of advertising doesn't sell much of anything. David Ogilvy, founder, Ogilvy & Mather, advertising agency. How to read this book. Advice from the masters. Some time ago, an American reporter traveled to Tibet to interview a wise old Zen master. When the two sat down for tea, instead of letting the Zen master do the talking, the reporter began to brag about all the things he knew about life. The guy ranted on and on while the master poured the reporter's tea. As he endlessly babbled, the tea quickly rose to the rim of his cup and began spilling all over the floor. The reporter finally stopped yakking and said with surprise, "What are you doing? You can't pour in anymore. The cup is overflowing." "Yes," responded the wise master. "This teacup, like your mind, is so full of ideas that there is no room for new information. You must first empty your head before any new knowledge can enter." Be open to new ideas, but do not believe what I tell you. Don't either believe or disbelieve what you hear in this book. I don't even want you to accept what I say as the best way. And most of all, please don't listen to this book and then say, "Wow, Drew Eric Whitman really knows his stuff," and then sit down with a bag of chips and watch Seinfeld reruns. Mere belief in these ideas won't put cash in your pockets. Belief alone won't put food on your table, clothes on your back, or a new car in your driveway. Instead, I want you to experience the results of using the techniques I share with you. Experience how your business and bank account grow. Experience the thrill of having an ever-increasing number of people hand you cash, write you checks, debit their credit cards, and pump up your PayPal account. How? By putting these principles into action.